Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
History is happening now. Across the world, populations by the millions have continued to peacefully protest and engage in peaceful civil disobedience against the UN corporate combine biomedical tyranny now being put forth across the planet. This is the beginning of the end if they get this system in place. Not just a worldwide cashless society, not just a worldwide planetary social score and a biomedical ID, but the means for cutting off the resources to the population of the Earth to carry out forced starvation and depopulation. Justin Trudeau, who openly and publicly admires the dictatorship in communist China of Xi Jinping, and who said 2 years ago he wishes to turn Canada into a dictatorship, is now saying that it's unacceptable to not want forced inoculations. It's unacceptable to not discriminate against the uninjected. It's not acceptable to point out that the vaccine isn't a vaccine that doesn't work. But as we speak, it's now hundreds of thousands of truckers. It was 50,000 just a few days ago. Over 150,000 truckers, it's now being estimated, are beginning to descend on the capital of Canada, Ottawa. And on top of that, millions have pledged to go to the capital of the now captured state, the now captured nation of Canada, and peacefully occupy the capital area until the globalist siege has been lifted. And that's what this is. That's what the Great Reset is. And remember, we'll play it next segment. Justin Trudeau said just last year that they are engaging in the Great Reset to build back better, working with Klaus Schwab. And yesterday I played the clip of Klaus Schwab from the Kennedy Center last year admitting to the world on C-SPAN that they have, quote, penetrated the governments and have up to half of the cabinets under our control. Go to his Wikipedia page. He brags about getting rid of democracy, getting rid of people actually running their own countries, and they call it stakeholder systems where only the big corporations and the, quote, leaders of so-called ethnic groups have any speech. That's why they're saying we have no individual rights and putting us into group collective rights, which are not rights at all. All rights spring from the individual. So the individual's under attack, local government's under attack, state government, national government's under attack by infiltration and by control. And remember, the private central banks make Bernie Madoff look like a choir boy when it comes to fiat currency and Ponzi schemes. And they're leveraging quadrillions of fake currency they've created to take over the planet. This is economic warfare, but it's illegitimate and it's a fraud. And if we all peacefully rise up and do not comply and do not submit, we will win. The Supreme Court has struck down the unconstitutional forced injection mandate for businesses. So many other victories are happening. Across the world, top scientists are coming out and pointing out that the masks don't work and the shots don't work. And so now the paid-for Big Pharma, Bill Gates pimp, the so-called Surgeon General, in his little Star Trek outfit, is up there on TV saying silence talk radio, silence podcasts, silence everyone because they're not with the science. This is the same guy that said just last year that there's no such thing as natural immunity. These people are gaslighting us, and they will fail if we hold the line and understand that this is an information war. So just because you're already awake, you have to understand something. Other people aren't, but they're looking for the truth now, and that's why. At this critical juncture, you must take the live feed of this show, and you must take the archive of this analysis, and you must share it like your life depends on it. We'll be back with more on the other side, but we salute the truckers and others in Canada. Canada is now, like Australia, the front lines of the fight against the Great Reset and the New World Order.
The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, but that would be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
The pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change. Building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help.
It's Thursday, January 27th, 2022, and we stand on the precipice of a tyrannical world government controlling our every move via a digital vaccine passport. That is the holy grail of their operations. And if we look at the entire planet and the worst places to be, it's Austria, Germany, Spain, New Zealand, Australia, and Canada. These are nations fully under the control of Klaus Schwab and the private corporate combine known as the Bilderberg Group. They admit this. They brag about this. Just yesterday we played the clip of Klaus Schwab right there on national U.S. television at the Kennedy Center at Harvard, bragging that they had, quote, penetrated most governments and had, in many nations, control of the major cabinets to carry out their operations with people that are true believers in the Great Reset and Build Back Better, which is a post-industrial world, which is a massive forced depopulation operation on the Davos Group's website. So when you see Justin Trudeau in Canada coming out and saying that people are holding bad thoughts and that people are doing things that they shouldn't be doing, when you witness that, that is classical authoritarianism. Here's the actual quote. Trudeau slams anti-vaccine mandate truckers for holding unacceptable views or thought crimes. This is the same guy that said, as you just heard earlier, last year, that this is a great reset, that this is a build back better. And we have Klaus Schwab particularly mentioning Justin Trudeau as the example of their penetration of our nation states and how they're, quote, capturing our, quote, democracies. These are open, flagrant declarations of war against all forms of freedom, against every convention of common sense and liberty. This is the very blood of tyrants. This is the ocean in which they swim. See, if you ask yourself, why are they being so naked? They have to be. They have reached the point of emergence where their entire program and operation is now out in the open. And that's why they've announced the forced inoculation starting just a few days in Europe. That's why they've announced they're going to inject children without parental consent all over the Western world, because they've thrown down the gauntlet. We are being conquered. Our bodies, our very biology is being taken over. And then we see world leaders on the payroll and medical leaders on the payroll of Pfizer and Moderna, as well as Bill Gates, openly telling us over and over and over again that we have no right to criticize them and no right to say no to what they're doing. You hold unacceptable thoughts. You hold them, and big tech is surveilling you in live time. It doesn't matter if you're Senator Rand Paul. It doesn't matter if you're former President Donald Trump. It doesn't matter if you're Joe Rogan. If you don't do what they say, and I'm going to cover this a little bit later in the hour, well, they'll boycott you. They'll debank you. They'll sue you. They'll try to put you in prison. It's now been pointed out and confirmed that Neil Young sold his music catalog last year to, wait for it, the Blackstone Group. Neil Young sold his music catalog, 50% of it, 50% control, to the Blackstone Group last year. Think about that. The Blackstone Group is just a consortium, hedge fund, investment fund, mutual fund system. It is the largest in the world and is the investment arm of the big shadow private central banks, the private families that own the private Federal Reserve, that own the private Bank of England, that own the private EU bank, who have issued themselves trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars a month for years to buy up all the infrastructure. And they have such arrogance as to sit around and brag at the Blackstone Group how they're going to bring in global carbon taxes and how they're financing what's happening with Big Pharma to take control of our lives, and how once we have the vaccine passport in place, which is really the tracker system for the cashless society, the private Federal Reserve is announcing its new digital currency. Then they'll try to restrict all the other competing digital currencies. But first, they're letting a Wild Wild West free market digital currency get everybody addicted to the system, which they will then consolidate control of and declare illegal, just like Russia and just like China have already done. So I'm not against these new crypto and digital currencies. The issue is you have to be aware that this is a trap and that we're going to have a fight to defend the right of free association through other digital systems. So I believe technology, obviously, and I think you know this as well, is a double-edged sword. So I'm not against it overall, but you should be aware, in my view, of the trap. So we are now at this historic crossroads, and the very vanguard of human liberty are the truckers and others who've been told you must take an experimental Nuremberg Code violating shot into your body that's absolutely not linked but confirmed to cause all sorts of neurological disorders, heart attacks, heart swelling, cancer, blood clots, or you can't do business in our country. And the U.S. government, via Biden, is telling U.S. truckers the same thing, but the southern border is completely and totally wide open. And, of course, the illegal immigrants, they don't have to be given any of the vaccines because the U.N. says, oh, we can't administer it. There's too much liability in giving it to people. It could make them sick. We have been targeted in the West for depopulation. We have been targeted as non-essential. First, they shipped our jobs overseas. They told us we'd be a service economy. And now you're learning that if somebody doesn't have a use to them, they're not just worthless. They're seen as garbage that has to be disposed of. And I'll tell you this. If we don't recognize Klaus Schwab's statements, if we don't recognize the things that they've said and done to us, if we don't stand up for our sovereignty and declare value in ourselves, then the globalists will not consider us to have any value and will consider it their right to depopulate us by slowly poisoning us, dumbing us down, and then sucking all the money out of us to the biomedical system they control. This is the New World Order. This is the Great Reset. And this is the true war for the world in the 21st century happening now. An open declaration of dehumanization and death against you and your family.
The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country.
Next. Hey, everybody. This is an unbelievable emotional ride. We've caught up to the convoy here just by Dryden, Ontario. You cannot see the front of it, nor the back of it. There is people, we have seen probably thousands of people along the road with flags flying. There was even one place there was payloaders on both sides of the road and just wishing us well. It's just so emotional. Thank you.
So there you're hearing from one of the truckers in the convoy there. As we head to break, this is truly incredible, folks. I mean, this is the salt of the earth. This is the salt of North America. These are the people that make the economy work, being targeted by medical, tyrannical fascists, and they're peacefully, legally, lawfully pushing back. This is how we win. Death to the satanic New World Order. Peace.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thursday edition. Owen Schroyer is about to take over. Alex Jones here, en route back to Austin, Texas. I'm going to file a bunch of emergency special reports this afternoon and this evening. Things are moving very, very fast and breaking very, very quickly. I'm also going to try to get on the war room today and lay out more of the big picture as well. That is, again, at 3 p.m. Central time. InfoWars, one of the only independent pro-human pro-American networks left. So I want to encourage you all to support us financially by getting great products that enrich your life at the same time. A 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. But most importantly, spread the articles and the videos to everyone you know. And then again, remind them to share them with everyone they know, creating the chain reaction. Remember, this is all a globalist test to see what you'll put up with, to see if you'll accept thousands of years of hard-fought freedoms that took thousands of years to basically attain and cement into our way of life are being erased right now. We have to wake up to that and realize this is a globalist, authoritarian revolution against our human freedom to carry out a transhumanist agenda where the globalists want to use us as guinea pigs, they believe, to find the secrets to immortality. This is really, really satanic stuff. So humanity's waking up. Huge developments are happening across the planet. I want to thank you all for joining us here today. And I just want you to know you literally are the heart of the worldwide resistance against this evil. I'm going to hand the baton now over to Owen Schroyer, live from the InfoWars Studios in Austin, Texas.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Owen Schroyer now hosting the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, January 27th, 2022. And, you know, here's the big challenge. How do I not get distracted by the bigger picture, which is the larger issue, which is what Alex was just talking about, the globalist plan, the Great Reset, the New World Order, one world government, medical tyranny, all the things that we're starting to see take shape and attack us, that most people still aren't ready to accept as reality. Most people still aren't ready to consume and understand that that is the larger issue. So I have to dive into the weeds, into the roots of it, explaining how it's all metastasizing and manifesting in all these different areas. So I've got a stack of news like we had yesterday. It's just unbelievable what's going on in the school system in America. So we're going to have a stack of that. We've got a stack of some political developments showing you how a one-party operation is masquerading as two parties right now, the Democrats and the Republicans. We've got evidence of that. We've got the continuation of the crime sprees that are happening in major Democrat cities. We've got the censorship on big tech, but beyond just the censorship, the propaganda, the false information, overloading the system, tricking the unknowing, misinforming those looking for information but not knowing when they see propaganda versus the truth. And of course, all in an effort to cover up for the complete unmitigated disaster that Joe Biden is. The massive stack, the vaccines, the side effects, COVID, all the new variants they're trying to get you to be afraid of. The pushback, the truckers, that big story. the political persecution and imprisonment of dissidents. We've got more on that. The corruption, again, and the cover-up of it, like Obama's Spygate and Hillary Clinton's Russia Gate. And so all of those and others are just the legs, the weeds, the roots of the one world government Great Reset that we're going into. And I've got all the news to try to explain it. And then we've got all kinds of video clips that we want to get to today as well. But I'd be remiss, and I want to remind myself, I want to make it a habit to do this every day. Hear your daily reminder, your hourly reminder, whatever the case may be, that government is satanic. Government is satanic. It is unnatural, it is inorganic, and it is evil. Any form of tyranny, any form of control over the mind or the free will of man is satanic, and that's what government represents. You know, as Americans, we all used to agree with that. Somewhere down the road, some way, somehow, we have lost our destiny. But we will get it back. You know, America has survived a lot worse things. America has survived poverty. America has survived starvation. America has survived war. America has survived collapse. We will survive this evil Great Reset takeover. We will. And now is the time for us to raise our flag and recruit other patriotic, God-fearing, life-loving humans, Americans, to see us having victory over this satanic takeover, to see us having victory over this Great Reset, to see us having victory over the propaganda, because it's a well-known psychological phenomenon. People want to be on the winning team. The local winning team goes to the playoffs, wins the championship game. All of a sudden, you start seeing hats and t-shirts and flags. That's where we need to be right now. We're the winning team. We're going to win. We're going to raise our flag. And once others start seeing that, they say, hey, I want to be on the winning team. I want to be on the team of truth. I want to be on the team of liberty. I want to be on the team of justice. I want to be on the good guys team. I want to win. I want to be a part of that. And then they raise their flag. And then their neighbor raises their flag. And then their neighbor's neighbor raises their flag. And then their cousins and their grandpas raise their flag. And then what do you have? A 70-mile-long caravan, the Freedom Convoy, of truckers and others driving to Ottawa, where there could be millions of Canadians gathering to demand the resignation of Justin Trudeau, who's now gone into hiding. You know why? Because he's a loser. And that's what losers do. So Canada is winning. Canadians are raising their flags. Canadians are singing, oh, Canada. Canadians are coming together in 20 degree, 10 degree, 0 degree temperatures. And raising their flags in victory. And what are the losers doing? Like Justin Trudeau? He's hiding. Justin Trudeau was so desperate to have COVID so he can go into quarantine, he started rapidly testing himself, kept testing negative, said, well, I'm going to go into hiding in quarantine anyway because I don't want to face my big loss. I don't want to face the Canadian people telling me they've had enough of me. So he's going into hiding like a...
Both of these amazing products have been sold out for almost half a year because of supply chain breakdowns. You've done a great job supporting InfoWars and supporting your immune system. The problem is, with all the COVID lockdowns, the Great Reset, we can't get these products in. So finally, they came in, but a limited run of our whole food, vitamin, mineral, essential, nutrient, multivitamins, so you absorb it, and so it's not toxic in your body like synthetic vitamins. And then, of course, vitamin C and zinc. This sucker is really full and heavy because it's a huge dose of vitamin C and zinc and rose hips. Number one thing you can do for your immune system and your body, and does so much more. Both of these are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I'm going to keep them at that price until they sell out. Because of supply chain breakdowns, we got a limited run. So please take action now and order them at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, find similar products out there and use them, because this is a life and death situation to be healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Factory and that Hummer. Before I talked about Dearborn and the F-150, but that Hummer, my Lord, you guys, have you seen this vehicle? It weighs three times what my Corvette weighs. When it was brand new, the Corvette was 0 to 60 in 5.2 seconds. This is about 4.1.
Actually, models up to 0 to 3 seconds.
Oh.
16.3 seconds, yeah.
Okay, I'm looking for a job, Mary. But anyway, all kidding aside, I'd like to, what can you tell me about what the investments will make in this legislation would mean to your business and your business moving forward.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this was just the beginnings, just a small part of the clown show that went down in the White House yesterday. Biden meeting with a bunch of CEOs. He eventually actually had to take his mask off because he was coming up short on breath. He was struggling to breathe with the mask on. Quite a strange phenomenon. But, of course, the other CEOs, they had to keep their N95 medical masks on the whole time because of COVID. Oh, we're living in fear of a virus. We've been conquered by a virus. And so I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's just, it's long, obviously, and we could just sit here and we could observe the demise of Joe Biden. We could observe the disaster that this man is as a leader of anything. But we do have some other clips just to show you here, some other moments from this meeting that Biden had with the CEOs where he's just fumbling, he's short on breath, he's slower than molasses in January. Anybody watching this and observing this would say, hey, what's that guy even doing there? Like, if that was a CEO, you'd say he is, you know, it's time to hang it up. You're not even with it anymore. You can't even keep up with conversation. But here's just some of the other embarrassing moments from yesterday's meeting with the CEOs and Joe Biden, where he fell short on breath, couldn't even get his words out, was fumbling, slurring, mumbling the whole time. Here's a confused Joe Biden interrupting a CEO after calling on him in clip 3.
I'm just going to demur on that one, but it's really an honor to be here. Thank you for inviting me to this event, and I just want to say that.
Come on,
that,
guys, let's move this.
I just wanted to say I think that what? Climate change is the existential crisis of our time.
Oh, that's great. So that was his meeting with CEOs to push the Build Back Better agenda, the Build Back Better plan. Which, you know, this whole Great Reset, Build Back Better thing is nothing new to communists. It's not. They used to call it Year Zero. And it's a matter of two things. One, it's a matter of eliminating God and Jesus and the Bible from the equation and saying, we're getting rid of that. This is Year Zero. No more religions. No more countries. And then recognizing that, yeah, people see faults in civilization. People see faults in society, faults in the infrastructure. So you can kind of get people on board thinking, yeah, you know what, maybe this will fix some things. But that's just the cover. That's just the lie. The very people responsible for all those problems are the very people running the Great Reset, or as it's been called by communists in the past, Year Zero. They just rebrand their old communist authoritarian agendas and rephrase things to get you to love it. We're not that stupid. We're not going to fall for it. Again, Biden had to eventually take off his face mask. He was becoming short on breath. But at the end of it, the media tried to get some questions in. And notice how the White House starts cutting the audio feed when reporters start asking Biden questions in clip 5.
Let's get started with this meeting.
Thank you. And then the confused Joe Biden starts to talk, but he doesn't know where he is or what he's doing. What's going on? Where's the feed? The White House has cut it. Joe Biden is about to go off script. Joe Biden
announced it on their own. There has been no announcement from Justice Breyer. Let him make whatever statement he's going to make, and I'll be happy to talk about it later. Thank you so much.
Mr. President. Sir, we're going to...
I'll be happy to talk about this later. I'm going to get into this.
Hey, that's a dementia-ridden man. You know, stop screaming at him. He can't handle the noise. He's confused.
Tom.
So just another instance where the White House is cutting the feed, cutting the audio, cutting the visual. They've done this dozens of times to protect Biden from saying something they don't want him to. Biden even recognizes this. He'll even say, oh, I'm not supposed to say this. Oh, guys, what should I do now? So, I mean, he's pretty much told everybody he's not even in control of whatever he's allowed to say or do. And you just saw more of it yesterday. Now, the headline from that on the Gateway Pundit, Joe Biden's handlers cut the feed after he starts babbling about his father, the used car salesman. So it wasn't just the one time. It was multiple times that they cut the feed when Biden starts going off script and making no sense and showing the world that he's suffering from mental illness or dementia or whatever else is going on. But they're trying to run a propaganda campaign right now via social media, where they love to run their propaganda campaigns because they've erased all the dissidents, so it's easy to dominate the narrative. And so the presidential Twitter account puts this statement out early this morning. In 2021, we had the fastest economic growth since 1984. The Biden economic plan is working, folks. What economic plan? Biden economic plan. I'd love to hear someone explain that one to me. But yeah, you'd have to be in 1984 to believe any of this. And so people are pointing this out, how it's just a total farce. Here's the actual graph right here. You guys can put it on screen or give me a doc cam. This is what they're talking about right here, folks. This is what they're referencing as the greatest economic growth. So here's the normal economic growth right here. You can see it there. And then because of the COVID nonsense, because of the COVID shutdowns, the GDP, the economic growth, everything just goes down to levels that we hadn't seen since Obama. And then now that we're, you know, people are starting to get back to normal and starting to open up and they're done dealing with the medical tyranny and the fear-mongering and all that, and they want to get back to life. Okay, so things start to go open back up, and it actually is just right back on track. There's no record growth. There's no record spike. There's no. It's the V-shaped recovery, actually, that Trump was talking about. You may remember Trump said it's going to be a V-shaped recovery. It's going to be a V-shaped recovery after COVID. Well, that was Trump being right, but of course it was right. It was just America getting back on track, just reopening, getting back to business. And so, but imagine the big lie. Guys, give me the dot cam here just so we can illustrate. So here's where it's actually at. It's literally right on pace to where it was at post-Obama when Trump got in office. So really, if you're claiming it's the greatest economic growth rate, it's actually still the Trump economic growth rate. And this is what they did to us with COVID. This is what the government did to us with COVID, sending us back down to Obama levels. And now once we've opened up, we've just gotten back to normal. And so here you are, you're right back to normal, right on the same path that you were pre-COVID. There's no records here. There's no Biden recovery here. It's the V-shaped recovery that anyone would have told you was inevitable if you just reopened the economy. Pretty simple stuff, but that doesn't stop them from lying. So they made the hashtag Biden boom the number one trend on Twitter. As Yossi Gessner points out, the economy in 2021 was only 2% larger than 2019. The 1984 economy was 12% larger than 1982. The 5% growth headline in 2021 everywhere is relative to 2022, meaning it's 5.7% larger from a lockdown economy that was going to reopen due to Trump.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. think. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So they're holding a press conference right now for the forced retirement of Stephen Breyer, Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. It was news to him yesterday. Well, his retirement was announced. It was news to him. And he was a little perturbed at how that got out. So this is clearly a forced retirement. I mean, let's just call it what it is. I mean, obviously he was going to retire at some point. But the Democrats are probably forcing him out because it's all about putting another extreme left liberal on the bench while Biden is in there and the Democrats have the Senate, because they're afraid they're going to lose in the midterms, and then you know, who knows the future after that. So they got to squeeze a radical leftist in there while they have the Senate and Biden in the White House. And so when the retirement of Justice Breyer was announced yesterday, it was news to him. But they're all saying now, Biden stands by vow to nominate a black woman to Supreme Court. Biden promises to nominate a Supreme Court justice based on sex and race, which is completely illegal and racist, but they're Democrats, so they're allowed to be racists and break the law. That's just the game that we play with them. And so the press conference is ongoing. But, you know, that whole notion of I'm going to go with a black woman, that's the most important thing, is for me to put a black woman up there as a token, because that's all it is a token.
How did that work with Vice President Kamala Harris? How did that work? And the funny thing is, I bet she's in consideration for being that nomination. So she was such a disaster as the vice president, they're going to move her on to the Supreme Court to get her out of their way in the White House. That's really working well for you. And so here's what it is with the Democrats. I mean, if the times got so insane, which maybe they will, and I wanted to have, let's say, basketball glory. And so I, as a full-grown man, would identify as a 14-year-old boy, and I'd go start playing basketball with 14-year-old boys, and if I won every game and scored 30 points a game and won the championship, I'd be a big man. I'm the champion. No, I'd be a loser going and competing with kids. I'd be a total fraud. But see, that'd be the easy way. That'd be the easy way in. All this tokenism that the Democrats engage in, and it looks like Biden's already done talking. What did that last, guys? 5 minutes? Was that a 5-minute presser from Biden today? I was planning on going to it live. He already shut it down. Wow. I guess the old man had to, you know, clean out his britches. They planned a big press conference with Biden and Breyer, and it looks like they ended it rather abruptly there. But nonetheless, all this tokenism that the liberal Democrats engage in now is just their easy way in. They can't actually accomplish anything noteworthy or historic because they're losers and they suck and they're not smart and they're phonies and they're frauds and they're crooks and they're criminals and they're liars and they're deceivers. So what do? They just say, oh, I know, I'll just appoint the first this. I'll just nominate the first that. I'll just be the first that or this. And then I'll go down in history and I've done it and I'll be in the history books. So all you have to do now is, if you're a Democrat, is nominate the first black this, or be the first black that, or Latino this, or woman that, or transgender this. And so that's all these Democrats are going to be doing. That's all the liberals are going to be doing until their reign of terror comes to an end. I nominated the first black this. I nominated the first Latino this. I nominated the first transgender this. And they're just going to do it until literally there's nothing else that they can stake a claim of being the first two or nominating the first two. And you're going to look up and your government's going to be run by a bunch of pedophiles and transsexuals and it's dumbasses. But, oh, it's the first black that. It's the first transsexual that. It's the first female that. And you're like, well, that's nice. You ever seen the movie Idiocracy? Because that's where you're going. But hey, who cares? We got the first transsexual this and the first black that and the first female here. Yeah, the economy is collapsing. Yeah, the border is collapsing. Yeah, the country's falling apart. But who cares? Look at how diverse we are. We're the Democrats. We made history. As they destroy everything with their commitment to diversity. It's reaching this weird point where logic and common sense and just basic decency are not even factors in the Democrat Party continuum of policy and thought. It's just it doesn't even rank. It's not even on the map. So it's like this weird thing is how do you even go up against something like that? It's like, oh, you go to get COVID treatment at the hospital like Harrison Smith did or so many others have now. And they say, oh, I'm sorry, you're white. You're not allowed to get treatment. It's only for black people. And you say, wow, thank God this is so great. Aren't you so glad we live in a country that's defeated racism? And it would like break their brain. And you're like, what? Like, yeah, it's so great that we've defeated racism now and that a person is being denied health care because of their skin color. Isn't it great to defeat racism that way? Aren't you so glad we've defeated racism as I'm being denied health care because of my skin color? Aren't you so glad that we're living the dream of Martin Luther King, that we don't see each other by skin color as you're here denying me health care for my skin color? Thank you so much for defeating racism. Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad I'm going to die now because I'm white. Thank you so much. You guys defeated racism. Would they even get that sarcasm? Like, would they even understand what it is they're doing? And you could just use this on so many different levels. But it's like, oh, thank you. Thank you for nominating me because of my skin color. Thank you for nominating me because I'm a woman, not because of my merits or accomplishments or choosing the best one possible, but all because of my skin color and my genitalia. But, oh, by the way, I can just decide to be a different gender tomorrow. I'm a woman today. I'm a man tomorrow. I'm a man today. I'm a woman tomorrow. Did you nominate the first woman or did you nominate the first tranny? I don't know. I could change it any time. I identify as Asian. I identify as Latino. I identify as black. But you notice how they don't want to go there yet. See, they've already run the gamut of female empowerment and feminism. So they don't mind just destroying women's rights and destroying women's everything by making men allowed to be women. That's okay now. So as soon as they're done using black people as tokens, the Democrats, the liberals, as soon as they're done using brown people as tokens, as soon as all that tokenism is ended, you know they're going to start doing transracial garbage next, right? You know that that's where they're going to go next. And then you're going to have a bunch of liberals and psychos that want to take advantage of the victim economy, want to take advantage of all the advantages that have been put into the system for black people or for minorities. And so you're going to see, I would say if this trend continues, probably by 2030, you're going to start seeing people identifying as black so that they can have the advantage of all the things Democrats have put into society for black people. It's like, why would a man pretend to be a woman? Oh, so he can get into the pool and compete with women and break all the records. Why would a man weightlifter pretend to be a woman? Oh, so he can weightlift as a in competition as a woman and set all the records. Oh, I get it. I see. So you see, it's going to be the same thing. Oh, look, a white guy can't get into college anymore. Oh, look, a white guy can't get a job. A white guy can't get appointed. I know. I'll just identify as black. That's where this goes logically. And again, if they can't see their insanity now, what makes you think they're going to see their insanity then? These are sick people that need mental health care and they're not getting it. So they're only going to go more crazy. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get into more stacks of news here, folks. But remember, InfoWarsStore.com has big discounts on top-selling and top-rated supplements right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Like we have back in stock, the Whole Food Multivitamin from InfoWars Life, back in stock, 40% off. And Vitamin C plus Zinc with Rose Hips, back in stock, 40% off, both at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have one of the most popular supplements in InfoWars Store history. Brain Force Plus is back in stock and 40% off right now. Take advantage of those sales on those great supplements. Those are just some of the great supplements in our large supplement line at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have emergency food supplies. By the way, Jerome Powell came out and said, yeah, it looks like this inflation thing is going to go on for a long time. It looks like inflation isn't going away. So guess what? Your food prices are going to keep going up. The shelves are going to keep being empty. They're not going to relent on all the medical tyranny. So you might want to think about getting some emergency food supplies. And you can get it at InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off all emergency storable food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off. So when you see all the bad economic news since the Biden shutdown,
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.